BBC Radio Bristol, Steve Lefebvre, through till 9 o'clock. 21 minutes to nine now. It seems historic cases of child abuse are never far from the news, dominating the headlines over the past little while. But are the numbers of victims coming forward overloading support services? Certainly one Bristol charity says that this is the case and wants more to be done to help to cope. Ian McFadyen said he suffered abuse as a child and is supporting the work done by the South Mead Project.
People ask me, what could be different for me to come forward? You have to understand, my parents trusted these people. Why would I doubt that I should trust them? Mm. I was a little boy. I didn't know what was happening to me. I thought I was special. I thought I had been picked out and selected and that this was special attention. Yeah. These people who abuse you create an atmosphere where they develop a relationship and you feel that you are in a relationship with these people. My life hit the bricks, really, just as I turned and reached puberty. So the back end of 13, beginning of 14, I was beginning to understand more about sex and sexuality and realize that, you know, what had happened to me wasn't normal and was skewed. But because I was groomed, I thought I was complicit and it was my fault that I had asked for this.
So are charities like the South Mead Project experiencing an epidemic, then, of victims? Well, let's talk to Dr. Mike Pearce, who's founder of the South Mead Project, and joins me in the studio. Mike, good morning. Thanks
good
for
morning.
And just listening to Ian's story, it's just an incredible tale, but he is not by any means alone.
Certainly not. And whilst I must say there's certainly not an epidemic at this time. Mm-hmm. I think survivors, well, I know survivors they've got great courage, great determination, but they will be far more alert to what's going on within themselves now as a consequence of the disclosures and so on, which must be welcomed, of course.
The historic bit fascinates me because, and we only hear this because it comes out in the news when these headlines are made, the Savile, the Yew Tree, the Max Cliffords, the Rolf Harrises, all of that. And people wonder how something so long ago, people can come forward now, it's so much in their past. But that's the point, isn't it? Is it flashbacks? Is it triggering something?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, indeed. Memory is highly unlikely to ever leave us. What we learn as a child stays with us in many, many ways. And we can seemingly forget things, but that tape which is going around in our head, that we'll never forget the impact of that trauma. Mm. And then the rest of the stuff which comes up, rises up with it. The fears, the anxieties, and all the rest of it, as a consequence of that, become very, very, very real indeed.
Yeah. So when these things are in the headlines, they're triggering memories and bringing back, perhaps all too really, what happened to people in their childhood.
Absolutely, yeah. It's a daily battle, frankly, for survivors. Those who are going through therapy and things like that, that's fine. We can handle it. We can hold on to it. But when you're, in your bed at 3 o'clock in the morning and these memories start flooding back, it can be extremely difficult. And where at South Mead Project, we work very often with people who may have used drugs or alcohol or other ways of self-harming in order to keep a lid on those emotions. Of course, those who are not in therapy or getting support don't have that kind of help, that crutch to be able to help them.
Yeah, because we've heard lots of people who have come forward and they have had problems with alcohol or drugs or whatever, that is a coping mechanism because what the infrastructure wasn't there at the time, perhaps isn't even enough there now to help them cope.
Absolutely. It's probably one of the biggest battles anyone can face when the realisation about the abuse, the awfulness of that at that time, and that invasion of themselves and so on. I don't know if there's anything quite as painful as the realization that, hey, what's gone on with me? This has happened to me, and so on. And so how do we cope with that? How do we manage with that? Well, like I said earlier, survivors have got enormous courage. I mean, let's face it, they've managed to get this far anyway without support. But what I'm saying now, it can be compounded now. But like I said, again, I must reiterate their courage and their determination. fantastic.
Yeah, and there's a kind of juxtapose here because agencies are asking police, everybody, asking people to come forward.
Yes, indeed.
But at the same time, when so many people come forward, then maybe the system can't cope with that.
Well, we've always, at Soapy Project, had a waiting list for the last 20 years, and I'm not surprised, really. Now, I'm getting asked increasingly as an individual, and I know we're getting more calls at Save Soap Me Project, but I'm getting asked increasingly about what support is there. And if we look at it, if we took an audit of looking at what support there is available for survivors, it's nowhere near enough, frankly.
How much, I mean, people talk about tips of icebergs and all these sorts of cliches going on, but when you see the celebrities that are involved in this and the depth of the investigations that are going on and we're hearing in Parliament and everything else, all sorts of things. I think a problem is how worried should people be, Mike, do you think?
Yeah, it is a big problem, without a doubt. I would hesitate to try and put any figures on these things, but I certainly know anecdotally that those people who would access, say, drug projects, and many people in our prisons, and I do know this, would have experienced extreme trauma as children. Mm. And that's been likened up to 60-80%. Now then, if that's the case, even if we reduce that figure and put it down to 40%, it's still an enormous amount of people, frankly.
Okay, so more funding, more help, more, I don't know, everybody's asking for money, aren't they? Is that simply the answer? Just very briefly.
Yeah, very briefly. First of all, I must say about the event we're holding 30th of September at Bristol Colston Hall. You can contact Soapy Project for details. But yes, we do need money, but it's not the answer to everything.
Yeah.
For sure.
All right. Well, listen, fascinating talk to you. Thanks a lot for coming in. Appreciate
it. Thank you very much indeed.
Dr. Mike Pearce, founder of the Southmead Project, and he's an expert on trauma and child abuse. Quarter to nine.